Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting second, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting third, the left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Cleon Jones. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Jim Fregosi. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting eighth, the catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, John Matlack. Pitching for the New York Mets, John Matlack. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second, the second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third, the left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth, the third baseman, Carmen Fanzone. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Paul Popovich. Batting seventh, the catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. And now, play ball. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Milner hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Carmen Fanzone batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Fanzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Fregosi reaches second base with a double. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Popovich hits a pop-up towards third. Fregosi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Matlack strikes out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Fanzone. Mays moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. John Milner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Munday hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards short. Popovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with hands covering, for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. 2 outs. John Matlack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Matlack is 0 for 1 in the game. Matlack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Beckert covering, for the out. Mays moves to second. 1 out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milner is 0 for 2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mays moves to third. 2 outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Fernandez pinch hits for Bill Hands. Frank Fernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Dyer and he is safe. Cardenal steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fanzone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Cardenal scores. Beckert goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman is walked intentionally. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Popovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Popovich hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Phoebus now pitching. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Fregosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Rudolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Rudolph hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Monday is 0-for-2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Monday reaches second base with a double. Tom Phoebus is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Phoebus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Matt Lack fields it and has Monday trapped. There's the throw to Fregosi, who throws to Harrelson, who tags Monday for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ed Cranepool pinch hits for John Matlack. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Popovich fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Fanzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Popovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Popovich hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Staub is 0 for 3 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Staub reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Staub scores. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Rudolph and he is out, Popovich applying the tag. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Dyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a fly ball into right field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rudolph is 0 for 3 in the game. Rudolph is hit by the pitch. Gene Heiser pinch runs for Ken Rudolph. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Monday bunts towards the mound. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heiser moves to second. Tug McGraw now pitching. Don Kessinger pinch hits for Tom Phoebus. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger bunts for an out. Monday moves to second. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Dan McGinn now pitching. Randy Hundley now catching. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fanzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mays is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bud Harrelson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harrelson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Williams moves to third. Carmen Fanzone, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fanzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Fanzone is walked intentionally. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hickman is walked intentionally. Fanzone moves to second. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0 for 4 in the game. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Fanzone moves to third. Hickman moves to second. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Milner is 0 for 4 in the game. Milner hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Staub is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Staub hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGinn hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fregosi is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Dyer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Dyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McGraw hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Beckert reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Williams is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Williams is walked intentionally. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fanzone is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fanzone bunts towards the mound. McGraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jones scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hickman for the out. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 0-for-5 in the game. Popovich hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Harrelson reaches second base with a double. Tommy Agee pinch hits for John Milner. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is walked intentionally. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it and throws to second for the out. Harrelson moves to third. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tommy Agee now playing left field. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Monday hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan McGinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McGinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub, who is chasing the ball. McGinn reaches third base with a triple. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Cardenal is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Dyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Beauchamp pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Jim Beauchamp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beauchamp takes first base on ball four. Garrett moves to second. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garrett scores. Beauchamp moves to third. It's 3-2, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Koosman now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fanzone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fregosi fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.